The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody up here at Fenway Park with two down in the bottom of this 10th inning. 1-2 the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to first. LeMahieu has it. He'll take it to the bag. He wins the foot race, and the ball game is over. Yankees win it 11-8. The Sox were one out away in the ninth from a really great win. They couldn't get it done, and the Yankees have knotted this three-game series at a game apiece. Too much Judge and Torres late in the game, and the Red Sox bullpen stretched too thin. 11-8, the final score.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Well, a night after the Red Sox delivered a gut punch to the New York Yankees, a gut punch delivered right back by the Yankees to the Red Sox. What a game, but one that ends in very disappointing fashion for the Red Sox. 11-8 the final. Yankees take it over the Sox in 10 innings. Joe Weil with you. Thanks for joining us on Red Sox Review here on WEEI. I mean, boy, this game had so much involved in it, and that's been the case so far this weekend. It's gone back and forth, both teams, you know, landing jabs on the other one. But the Red Sox in this one, one strike away from winning it. But Trent Grisham, a game-tying double, one of the more unlikely heroes that you figure would factor into this one, with Trent Grisham coming into today's game hitting 183, and he ends up delivering a game-tying double off of a guy that he was only 1-for-7 against in Kenley Jansen with four strikeouts, and he ends up banging one off the wall in left center field. I know some, I've already seen them argue about, oh, that was maybe a makeable play for Tyler O'Neill, but yeah, in the end, it's just a return that the Red Sox, when they were at Yankee Stadium, they got a big swing from Masataka Yoshida with two outs, with two strikes too, game tying home run off Clay Holmes. This was of a similar ilk, like a very surprising swing from one of the more unlikely heroes on the other side, and it ends up downing the Red Sox. Now, there's so much involved in today's game that I think is worth discussing as to how we ended up getting to this point. A lot of people, and I think rightfully so, are going to lament the out in the second inning in which Seidon Rafaela, for some reason, was off of third base, and the Yankees' defense was able to see this and ultimately throw it to third, where Oswaldo Cabrera ends up tagging out Seidon Rafaela. If you missed this part of the game, I mean, it was pretty crazy because he was at third base, and you know, the ball had just come in from the infield, and he ends up getting from the outfield rather, and Abreu had just flied out to center field, and the throw comes in, and for some reason, Seidon Rafaela is off third base, and they back throw to him and tag him out, and that ends up being what would have been another run for the Red Sox in that bottom of the second inning. it was a little bit of a killer because Yoshida follows that up, that flyout by Abreu, which ends up being a double play, that Yoshida follows that up with a single, and that would have brought in two. Instead, it brings in one, and this game ultimately gets decided. You think of that ninth inning, if they had that extra run, they would have been in a much better spot. Now, maybe you could say, okay, butterfly effect, whatever, but that was similar to one of the games the Yankees lost at Yankee Stadium, that Friday night game that I mentioned, where I remember Anthony Volpe didn't run out a ground ball that, you know, he was coming in from third, and he, for some reason, didn't run to home, and then Red Sox were able to get us the final out of the inning before he ends up coming in to score. So it was a similar type play that ended up killing the Yankees in the end, and they lamented that play as they ended up losing that game. And, you know, you look at this one now, that's one you can say, oh, man, I wish that ended up not happening because this game could have turned out differently. That's one part of the story, but I think that is even still a smaller part of the story than what I'm about to say. This bullpen needs some help desperately. Desperately. They came into today with the worst ERA. The bullpen had the worst ERA in the sport since the All-Star break began. 7.86 ERA, and they blow three more saves tonight, or they blow a couple saves tonight, I shouldn't say three, they end up blowing two saves tonight. They're now up to eight in eight games since the All-Star break, and that ERA continues to skyrocket. You add on five earned runs now for the bullpen tonight, so they're now up to 28 earned runs in 31 and two-thirds innings. And that totals out to an ERA pretty much at eight. It's tough sledding for this team right now, especially in that bullpen. They need help desperately. Desperately. And we'll see if we get that help. This team gets that help from Craig Breslow and the front office with a trade deadline only a couple days away. Again, Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. If you want to chime in, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. We see the calls rolling in. We'll get to those. But first, let's hear from the manager, Alex Cora, and what he had to say after this 11-8 loss here against the New York Yankees in 10.
I mean, it's tough, but we got to do the job right. And I think, you know, we got the baton to the ninth inning, right, and we didn't finish it. There were some close pitches there, you know, but at the end, they did what they did, and where we at bullpen-wise, you know, we needed Chase to go in there and finish the game, you know, so a tough one, but, you know, I think we battle, you know, the pitching part of it, you know, we will be better. Our starters obviously have struggled lately. Going deep into the game, you know, the cutter, the last two. So let's go back to the drawing board and be ready for the next one.
That play at the wall with O'Neill, very difficult play.
It's always difficult. Yeah, it's always difficult. Yeah. I mean, it was pushing away from him, you know. I haven't seen the video or whatever, but, you know, it's not easy.
What did you see with Carter this last couple?
He's throwing strikes, and they're hunting pitches in the zone, right? And they hit it in the air. He got hit hard early on, right, in the first inning. He made some adjustments. He made some pitches, right? I think the fastball, the last homer, it was fastball down. You know, he's forcing plays up. So just, like I said, keep looking at stuff. Keep helping him to be better and just make adjustments.
Is there any hit
that you might
tip? What are you seeing? I know he was good last night, but anything specific from Kemmely this last stretch?
I mean, not really. You know, he is who he is, and I know lefties have hit him probably better, right, since the Miami series. But overall, I mean, that's an out in any other place, right? Just we play here. That's it.
Have you said Cooper's available tonight? Was that kind of an emergency?
Not emergency, but where we at in the bullpen, we need him tomorrow to go probably more than two innings, so wiser too. You know, like I always said, you know, we have to manage today, tomorrow, the series, the week, the month, you know, and where we at right now, it didn't make sense to use him in a short stint. So he'll be ready for tomorrow. I mean, he's hit the ball hard against us for a while, right? And it seems like he likes hitting here, poolside fly balls that, you know, he's been solid. Got some texts from teammates and from Snide, you know, saying that he's a good kid that likes to work. We like the swing. We like the fact that he hits the ball hard to the poolside. So we'll see where we at. I don't know really if he gets here tomorrow or the next day, but it's an interesting bat that gives us balance in a sense. So obviously we'll use him the right way, and I think he's going to do some damage here in Fenway. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I mean, it's too soon to talk about that. I'll meet with Bress now, and we'll go over stuff.
Do you see him getting some DH at bats, Jensen?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they lost track where the ball was, and they did a good job. You know, they took a look at him. You know, they saw him off the bag, and they threw over there.
Jensen's not a guy that's ever played first. Could you guys experiment with that?
No, we're not experimenting.
Frank, you guys have done a couple of things trade-wise. Do you get a sense that the group is, you know, waiting for more to happen?
Oh, Pete, we actually, you know, the only thing we're waiting is for tomorrow to show up and play the game. You know, like I said before, we're not going to get caught up on the talk of this and that. You know, our job is to go out there and play hard every day and let the front office do their job. And we're going to do our job, you know, and keep winning games. And, you know, we got two more days of this. And wherever we at, we have a good baseball team.
After the road trip and two games against the Yankees, the way those two games played out, how kind of beaten up did it?
Just like theirs, right? I mean, that's what happens when you play the Yankees, right? It's I mean, their pitching staff is probably the same as us. So tomorrow we got the right guy on the mound, you know, and we need him to go deep. So we'll be okay.
The homers are coming in bunches for Tyler right now. How locked in is he at the plate?
You see it with the takes, you know, and the swing decisions. He actually later on, he took a good swing on a changeup, hit a rocket to shortstop, right? And it seems like that ball caught Volpe instead of him catching the ball. You know, he's swinging the bat well. He's in a good spot. We just got to keep him healthy.
Before the break, you were optimistic this late, you would be back pretty quickly. Has anything changed with him?
Not really. Not progressing the way we thought early on, and then he got sick early this week. So hopefully he gets on the mound early next week, and we get him back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 11-8 loss there against the Yankees in 10 innings. And talked a little bit there about, by the way, if you missed it, Danny Jansen just got traded from the Blue Jays to the Red Sox before today's game. And we'll see ultimately how the catcher situation shakes out, because, you know, as of now, the Red Sox would have three catchers in Connor Wong, Reese McGuire, and Danny Jansen. But we'll see if there's another move to be made. The big key, though, again, is that this team needs some bullpen help immediately. And tomorrow, you look at what's available. It looks like it could be Tanner Houck, Weissert, as Alex Cora was talking about, and then Cooper Criswell as well. So we'll see how this ultimately gets put together, and maybe this changes if Craig Breslow ends up trading for somebody that can be on this, you know, on this roster and help this bullpen immediately. But it's just a group that has been taxed so heavily recently, and they just haven't done well. Like, for Kenley Jansen, this is his second blown save since the All-Star break. He blew that one against the Dodgers when Kike Hernandez took him deep. And, you know, tonight, again, he was one strike away from earning another save, but instead he gives up a game-tying double to Trent Grisham on a ball that Tyler O'Neill, he couldn't quite get to. It was too high for him. It was, you know, looking, I was just watching the replay as Alex Cora was talking there, and yeah, it was too high for him to go out and get, but, you know, that was one of many turns today, twists and turns that this game took that does see the Red Sox come out on the losing end. We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. Let us know who you think this team should go out and try and get. You can feel free to pitch in any ideas that you might have. And then on top of that, we want to hear your reactions after this Red Sox loss, which feels as low as the high, you know, if from an opposite way as the high we felt yesterday after that great win last night against the New York Yankees. Because now, again, what this does set up is the Yankees taking two out of three if they, of course, win tomorrow, which maybe that turns their season around and back on track to where it was before they lost two out of three the first time around here at Fenway Park. That might be what's on the line. I mean, I don't think that Yankees team will ever go back to what they were when they were 50-22 and setting the world on fire and were the best team in Major League Baseball. But they do have Aaron Judge, and he showed why he is an all-world player once again here tonight, reaching base six times, and is a huge part of the Yankees' win over the Sox tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David in Florida. He's going to kick us off. What's going on, David?
Hold on. I got to get you off speaker. Shoot. There we go. You there?
I'm still here, David.
So, I mean, yeah, I got so much to say. And, I mean, yes, the bullpen has been horrible. But that's also because the pitchers, the starting pitchers have been very poor, too. And they're putting more pressure. They're not giving the bullpen any leeway. So, I mean, Crawford got shell-shocked today.
Yeah, he David, you're right. He wasn't very good. I mean, the final line, 4 2/3 innings,
wasn't
8 hits.
Very good. He was horrible.
No, and 3 home runs allowed, too. So you look at the last two starts, he's now given up a combined 8.
Yeah, and yesterday, and Pivetta in the football game, in the 20-7 score. I mean, they don't really need bullpen help. They need a number one starter. And go out and get the guy from the White Sox. Invest in your team.
Which guy?
So need.
Are you talking Garrett Crochet?
Yes, the guy from the White Sox. Yes.
So
go out
and
get him. And if you have to give up one of the top prospects, you give him up. Prospects aren't guarantees. They're commodities. They're not guarantees. And if you're going to get someone who's already proven, that's what prospects are used for. You can't have a bunch of young players because they need direction. In any business, whether it's baseball or managing a 7-Eleven, you need to have a variety of players. You need to have veterans who know what to do and to know how to hold the team together. And this Red Sox team, as exciting as they are, and they have been very exciting and resilient, but they don't have the veteran leadership. And that's good. If they do make the postseason, I don't trust Hulk as a number one starter because this is his first year. I don't trust Crawford. Patson is a nice addition, but go out and get a number one starter, and that'll make the bullpen. That'll put less pressure on the bullpen too. You start at the top and you work your way down. And the defense too. The defense the last week and a half has almost been as horrible as it was starting the season. I mean, O'Neill should have had not the game tying one, but that error he made and the left field wall. Abreu. I mean that incredible play he tried to make. I mean, I give him credit for the effort, but he took a bad route to the ball. And if he took a better route, it would have been an easier play.
Hard to fault Abreu on that one. I mean, he really went all out for it. The ball you're talking about, the Tyler O'Neill ball, David. That one, I do agree with you. He should have come up with.
Yeah, and I mean, but I'm saying with the Abreu play where he fell head over, yes, he made an incredible effort, but it would have been an easier play if he took a better route on the ball.
Why would it have been easier, David? David, why would it be easier? He had to go into the stands to go try and catch that.
Yeah, but he would have been at the wall quicker. And he would have had time to balance himself, and he would have had time to get his feet underneath him. And I'm speculating here because we'll never know. But it seems that if he got back to the wall quicker, he maybe wouldn't have fallen over, and he would have been able just to reach up and catch the ball instead of going butt first into the seats. It just looked that way to me watching the game. Maybe I'm wrong, but it was a spectacular effort. I'll give him that. But the defense still has been very poor. There was they didn't turn a double play earlier in the game. And, I mean, offense is only going to carry you so far. Offense is only going to do so much for you. As we all know, pitching and defense has always been the trademark in baseball. They need to go out and get a number one starter and then push everybody down a spot in the rotation, and maybe you can put Pivetta in the bullpen, or maybe you can put somebody else in the bullpen.
I don't think they're going to do that, David. And I just said to want to get to a couple other callers here, so I appreciate you chiming in as always. 617-779-7937, the number to call in. David had a lot he wanted to get to, and I just thought the Abreu point, that last one. I mean, Abreu put his body on the line to go and try and get that. And it was almost, I mean, if he caught that, that would have been one of the more spectacular plays I've ever seen at Fenway Park. And that was the bummer of him not coming up with it. And I know the TV guys, they thought he had it initially. And then you see him kind of emerge from the seats out there and right, and you realize, okay, the ball's not in his glove, so it's a home run. But okay, the defense, we've talked about this a lot on this show. The defense is, you know, statistically one of the worst teams in this sport. They're second in errors, fielding errors they have the most in the sport, and then throwing errors, they're fourth worst, and then outs above average, they're in the bottom third. So by any, you know, metric that you'd like, overall, this isn't a very sound defensive team. They've made nice plays. I mean, even guys like Rafaela, who don't grade out great at shortstop, great shortstop in terms of the advanced numbers, he still comes up with some really nice picks and some nice plays at shortstop. But to me, you know, that wasn't the story of this game. And the number one starter thing is interesting, right? But I don't know if Crochet is the guy I want to go after. And I'll tell you why. It's not even necessarily that I don't want to give up any of the big three, because I think we all sometimes say, and sometimes I fall into the same trap of, you know, those guys should be completely untouchable. Well, for the right player, they shouldn't be, right? A Tarek Skubal, for instance. That's a guy I would do everything in my power to try and get, but I still don't know if the Tigers are actually going to deal him before the trade deadline, because he's a young pitcher who is arguably the best pitcher in the sport. For Crochet specifically, his previous season high was 45 and a third innings in 2021. And, you know, coming into today's action, he was at 111 and a third innings. I just don't know if I'm trying to get an arm that's going to help me down the stretch, that this is the guy necessarily I want to be in tow, because I'd have the same concerns about him as I would about some guys that the Red Sox already have. So that's something to keep in mind. There's a lot to like about his profile because a couple years of control, the interesting thing now is he wants an extension if he's going to be asked to pitch into the postseason. So that's something you have to keep in mind if you're going to be, you know, trying to acquire somebody like him, or really actually specifically him, there's some things that you have to, you know, you have to realize that you're going to be investing in if you go and get this guy.
Just so, quickly on that, I think that completely eliminates me from the Garrett Crochet conversation. Like you said, this is a guy that's about to hit his career, or has already hit his career high in innings, coming off of Tommy John. It's the first year he's been a starter, and now immediately he's saying, I'm not going to pitch in the playoffs unless I get paid. That's just way too big of a risk to give a long-term deal to a guy like that.
Yeah, and Zach, I agree with that, and that's why I don't know if I want to go out and get somebody like that, because he just isn't all that proven yet, even though he's having a great season. Like, I want a guy that is proven if I'm going to be adding him at the deadline. And I also think he'd cost more, Crochet. And then on top of that, and I say cost, I mean it two different ways. Cost in terms of what you're going to have to pay him. And then on top of that, the cost from a prospect perspective, because you know the White Sox want a haul. So something to keep in mind for somebody like Garrett Crochet. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Glenn in New Orleans. Glenn, glad to have you back on the program. What's going on?
Hey, echoing the previous caller, They do need a number one starter, but John Henry's not going to go after a number one starter. And I don't really know, other than somebody like Skubal, starting pitching in Major League Baseball is, in my opinion, about as low as I've ever seen it. So I don't believe the Red Sox are going to go after anybody that's going to be any type of impact player. What they've done with Jansen and Paxton, that's what they'll continue to do with any moves that they may happen to make. The bullpen is a mess. 2 months ago, I was screaming about taking the starters out too early when they were pitching well, and oh no, we want them fresh for later on. Well, later on now they stink, and the bullpen's worn down, so that didn't work out. What this deal with Rafaela? I love the way Cora just kind of blows over that. Like, well, it's no big deal.
No,
that's the problem with Cora, and why the defense and the base running is so bad year after year. It really is. I mean, to be a major league ball player and to get picked off at third base like that, he's standing right next to the base. Put your foot on it.
Yeah, no, listen, Glenn, Glenn, that was a huge mistake tonight. I mean, he deserves to be criticized for doing something like that. It was it was a mistake that you almost couldn't believe watching it, that this is how he would be out at third base, that he just wouldn't have his foot on the bag. And credit to the Yankees for just realizing this so that they could throw it over to Cabrera and get that out in the second inning. I mean, that was a huge play. I mean, and you just figure, you know, like little stuff like that when you watch baseball somehow finds a way to always come back and hurt you in the end. I don't think, though, that Glenn, like, I don't think this is something that Cora is going to just let blow over internally. Like, I think he'll have a conversation with him about that. And Sadon's brought so much good to this team this year. Now, as far as your starting pitcher point, and then I'll let you just say one more thing, and we'll go to the next caller. As far as your starting pitcher point, you know, again, they do have to manage workloads down the stretch. I think what the biggest issue right now is they just need more competent bodies, because they're without two of their four best relievers. The four I put in that category: Brennan Bernardino, Kenley Jansen, who are available, but then you don't have Justin Slayton and you don't have Chris Martin. And that's killing them, and that's why they need to get somebody else in there to help bolster that group.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, but those are the kind of things that you have to take into consideration when you're putting together your roster, because injuries today, It's not like the old days. I mean, these guys come up with injuries every day. Somebody's got a new injury league-wide. So it's just a sad situation. But I just don't see them going out and getting impact pieces. I think they'll do more of this around the edges and just hope for the best. So I really didn't believe even when things were going well, and I certainly don't believe now. But well, I know you do. So
well, there's still some season left, Glenn. There's still, and that, you know what? You know the great part. Glenn, the great part about that is you and I get to talk more. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the great thing is they play again tomorrow.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
that's what's great about baseball. They play every day. All right. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate Glenn from New Orleans, as always. The back and forth, that's what makes this program fun, getting to talk to you guys. Again, 617-779-7937, the number to call in here for Red Sox Review. I haven't lost belief in this team just because they lose a game like this. To me, again, what it shows is that they need more help. And I think there's more coming here for this team. Right before, or maybe right to the end of the trade deadline here, that Craig Breslow and this group could add, because I think they know this team needs some more help, and they have some guys that they could dip into their farm system and deal away. Not the big three necessarily. Again, not to say that they're completely off limits, you know, but I don't think they're going to get traded or a Christian Campbell, but even some guys below that that they can deal away to get some help in the bullpen, get that right-handed bat at first base that could really help this team out, and complement it for left-handed pitchers. Those are still two big needs, and we'll see why the Red Sox made that Danny Jansen trade as well, because I feel like that hasn't been completely fleshed out either. If you're just joining us now, Yankees beat the Red Sox 11-8 in 10 innings. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Justin from South Hadley. He wants to talk about tonight's game. What's going on, Justin?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? I just watched the game, and I had to come on here. I don't come on here often, but that was absolutely terrible. Cutter, terrible. Boozer, terrible. Kenley, terrible. You know, and with Kenley, we either got to trade him, DFA, or cut him.
You're saying Kenley?
Yeah, he's been terrible.
DFA him?
Three blown saves.
I mean,
saves.
Trade him. Just get something. Get anything for him. He's been absolutely terrible.
Okay, but Justin, the problem is if you trade him away, then if you trade Kenley Jansen away, and especially if you don't get like the elite of the elite closer in some deal in the way back, you're telling your team that you're not competing this year.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think we should compete this year. This team's terrible.
Terrible?
I mean, this is a wild card team at best. Why should we invest in this?
Well, because the playoffs nowadays, really just all you have to do is get in, and then things can happen. And listen, Justin, you're not. If you say you're investing in this team, it's not as if you're selling the farm completely for this year's team specifically. You're just trying to help them this year to make the playoffs and obviously build forward, because I think there's so many good things that could come with this team just making the playoffs. One, you're telling ownership, or they're showing ownership, that, okay, hey, this team is playoff caliber. We need to continue to build on this, spend, add in some way possible to really build this thing into a sustained winner. That's one. Two, the players itself, them getting some playoff experience. Think about that core that came through in the middle part of last decade. The Bogarts, the Benintendi, the Betts, you know, the JBJs, those 16 and 17 reps end up helping them in 2018. Like, just because you're not necessarily projected to be the World Series winner at this point doesn't mean you shouldn't try, and especially when this team is overachieved too.
Yeah, I mean, there's not going to be much of a playoffs this year, even if there is experience for him, which is why I just think we need to get rid of start trading them away.
Who else, if not? So I know you mentioned Kenley. Who else is top of mind?
I mean, I heard rumors about Pivetta. Get rid of him.
So is it tonight's game that made you feel this way, or has it been a greater sample size that's made you feel that way?
It's just a greater sample size. There's just no veteran presence on this team. It's all young guys, and I get the playoff experience, but they're just going to be first-round exits in the wild card, if anything.
I know, but I think the point I'm making, Justin, is that even if that is the case, like, I think that's still good. You know what I mean? Like, they've been in last place the last 2 years. To take the step forward of making the playoffs, and especially in a year where they've dealt with so much injury adversity, like, that's still a pretty positive step forward.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but, you know, it's starting to get disgraceful at this point.
Is it just tonight? Because everybody was feeling good after Friday. I know the bullpen part of it was definitely concerning, but the high of the win, I mean, that had to make you feel good.
Yeah, there's highs and lows this year, but with this bullpen, with this pitching, the ownership doesn't want to do anything. Just start boxing guys up.
All right. Well, I get where you're coming. All right. I'm fully understanding your side of the argument. I appreciate you chiming in, Justin. And have a great night. We'll see if the Sox can bounce back tomorrow, okay? All right, so that's Justin from South Hadley. I mean, I understand the thoughts from fans that say, listen, I'm not still fully bought in on this team. And, you know, they are two games now they're a game out of that third wild card spot with the Royals losing tonight. So a game back of them for that third wild card spot. I understand. I understand still not being maybe fully bought in, but I think the part that I'm trying to get across here, and we're gonna duck out in a moment. The part that I'm trying to get across is that even if this team doesn't win the World Series, the fact that they can make the playoffs with what's coming through the farm system, the Marcelo Meyer, the Kyle Teal, Roman Anthony, that, you know, basically everything they're showing right now is that they're gonna be pretty impactful big league players. I know prospects don't always work out, but these guys are looking pretty good down there. And you listen to any talent evaluator, they'll tell you that these guys are going to be pretty good in the major leagues. So you're building something here. And that's why I think if they can make moves to help this team, get some guys, you know, get a guy in the bullpen, help out at first base, get a right-handed bat, you're helping this team that can make the playoffs very realistically. And they're not even that far off against the Yankees, because this conversation would feel even more different if they actually just got Trent Grisham out in this game and they actually won. We'd be talking about, hey, this team can catch the New York Yankees, which I still think is possible. Or even the Orioles, even though that seems more unlikely. But anyway, I wouldn't quite give up on this team yet just because they lost a game like this. We'll see tomorrow, though, if they can pick up the series victory over the Yankees. All right, so that'll do it for us here from Fenway Park and Red Sox Review. Thank you to Zach Coe. He's logged a long night.
Always a blast. Well, always maybe not blast. As much. Tonight,
not as much tonight. Not as much fun as yesterday.
Always fun talking Sox, though.
Oh, of course. And I don't think you're like Justin. I think you still believe.
No, yeah, I definitely still believe, and I want to see another starter, another right-handed bat, and definitely another reliever.
We'll see if they can add him. Craig Breslow and his team, they need to get to work to continue to add to this club, especially that bullpen. It's continuing to be hit hard. Red Sox fall 11-8 tonight against the Yankees in 10 innings. Once again, Zach Coe, our producer extraordinaire. I'm Joe Weil. Thanks for listening to Red Sox Review here on WEI. Mass Mutual pregame show tomorrow starts at 6:10. Cooper Boardman will have that for you. And then the action will be brought along the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI, Red Sox Network at 7:10. Have a great night.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.